Blog Talk Radio.
If you love America, you're among friends here. ConservativeNationRadio.org.
Obama's ideals are not espoused, comes the New Wise Conservatism Radio Show as a means to tell all you liberals out there that you are wrong and we are right. My name is Kathy Hinners, and you're listening to Hour One of the Show, where we do what we do best, tell you what the government is doing to this great nation with Obama and his minions. We're showing you ways to stop them by following the true law of the land, the Constitution. And now, heard through ConservativeNationMedia.com, here is your host from behind the silver CNN microphone of freedom, with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, Robert Garding.
Hello there, everyone. Good afternoon, everyone. I hope you all had a great week, and I hope that my signal here, but according to my phone, it should be, but intro music didn't sound that good, so I'm not exactly sure. But you're listening to the latest edition of the New Wise Conservative Radio Show, heard through ConservativeNationMedia.com. Welcome to the show on this October the 18th. In the year of our Lord, 2014, damn, this year is almost over, and it doesn't seem possible. Over this last week, we have been treated to the fact that our politicians in Washington don't have any clue about what is really going on, and when they tell us that we have nothing to worry about, then I start worrying, don't you? Now, over the last few weeks, I've been promoting my new book, here I put it in the chat room. It's a mystery titled Night Owls, and it is a good read. Get it at http://www.tarding.wix.com/bookstore, and thank you in advance. Now, I know that's the same bumper music as my last week. I was going to do a different one today called Railroad Gate. But not the one that... You know, I essentially what happened was I tried to change my audio, and I wasn't able to get into that part of it. It kept saying it was trying to load. So I wasn't able to get rid of my bumper music from last week and put in new bumper music for this week, which is what I wanted to do. But no, not this week, as I have to use last week's. It seems that common sense among the world, especially here in America, is on the endangered list of things that are needed. This week showed that more than ever, no matter how much people speak out against what the government is doing, they continue to work feverishly to go against people's will. If it isn't being done by the president or the Senate majority leader, it is done to us by some judge somewhere who has or her own. That the people need to follow the laws, but not the ones on the books that were passed legally and by the majority of the people. Oh, no, no, no. They want us to follow the laws that they themselves have decided in their infinite wisdom that we must follow, because we are too stupid to come up with good laws that will protect this nation. Marriage laws, that is one that comes to mind. From the Bible to most of modern times, marriage has been between a man and a woman. But this last week, the laws pertaining to that were overturned in 7 states, Indiana being one of them, and it was overturned by judges who interpreted the existing laws, in which, by the way, is not what they are sitting on the bench to do, folks. They are there to enforce the law, not interpret the law. Marriage laws were voted into law by the people, and the people should be getting boiling mad, because these judges are essentially telling us that we do not know what we are talking about. We are stupid. We can't make decisions without them. Well, I am calling them out on this, because the stupid ones are them. Now, I, for one, can't wait till after the election to see if the people have finally wised up. No matter what the polls are saying here, I will believe it when I see it. The ones that should be voted out of office haven't been, and the ones that we all thought would be elected weren't. When Mitch McConnell was reelected against a conservative, I thought that we had collectively lost our minds. But I digress. No matter what, my friends, if we want this country to survive, we have to start voting the way that will put people in charge who have the same mindset as we supposedly do. And not to make things worse than they already appear, and like this one, I found at theexaminer.com, and after you hear this, then call me and try to tell me that the government isn't really trying to keep us, that the government is really trying to keep us safe, because this is beyond bizarre, and you can't make this stuff up. President Obola, as Michael Savage calls him, is hatching a new secret plan. Let Ebola patients from other countries come to the U.S. for treatment. He has not told Congress, as the plan is likely illegal. A Judicial Watch source says the proposal is illegal, endangers public health and welfare, and should require the approval of Congress. And now bringing up the subject of the cruise ship that was sort of stranded when Belize refused to allow it to come into their dock. It went to Mexico, who also refused them. Well, guess where they're going now? They are heading towards Texas. And here's the rest of the story, an update. The Carnival cruise ship looking in Belize to offload a married couple, one with possible Ebola symptoms, for emergency transport. The wife, a nurse who had treated Ebola patient Thomas Duncan, the ship has departed Belizean waters and is now headed back to Texas. You simply can't make this stuff up. But the article is a photo of a book cover from the CDC for their publication called, now are you all sitting down now? Preparedness 101, Zombie Pandemic. No doubt they thought that they were being clever and creative, two words that are anathema to the government bureaucrats. But yes, the CDC has a training manual using a zombie pandemic scenario, you know, because things like an Ebola pandemic are just too far-fetched. Regardless, the guidance is the same. CDC recommends that people distance themselves from anyone displaying symptoms. Gather emergency supplies. Make plans in case you are asked to evacuate. And print out CDC's emergency preparedness kit. Now, wait a minute. Something is wrong here. It's not the same. Some of this actually makes sense. I mean, a preparedness kit? Emergency supplies? These are basic. But at least you can't go wrong there. This is so much unlike what the CDC has told us what they think is best to prepare for Ebola is, such as, don't restrict flights from affected nations. Don't restrict travel to affected nations. Provide minimal, ineffective screening of passengers. You know, they use those little ray gun type things to take the temperatures of the people from a distance. Those things are not accurate, folks. Then they want to send the 101st Airborne Division to Liberia to bag bodies. Oh boy, we're going to have a bunch of soldiers sick. And then on second thought, add the National Guard just for a good measure. And don't quarantine the Ebola ravaged population. No, but we may have to quarantine U.S. troops. Don heavy protective gear. All you need is good gloves. That's what they were saying. Don't restrict travel of exposed healthcare workers. Let them travel with elevated temperatures. Well, the thought of squandering the 101st Airborne with this, but the National Guard too, this is all insane. But the insanity comes from Ebola not wanting to do his job and stop all incoming flights. He says he can't do it. Yes, he can. It's part of the law. But the insanity continues, let alone, you know, closing our borders to keep the diseases out is nothing, you know, not closing our borders to keep the disease out is nothing short of idiotic. Even nations in Africa are now closing their borders to travelers to and from the Ebola-stricken areas. A lot of them are neighbors to each other. And five of those nations there are shouting out praise of their ability to stop Ebola in their countries. So why can't we? That one is easy to answer, folks. Because we have leaders who are more interested in forwarding their agendas than working it on keeping Americans safe. Hello, COG. Hello, everybody. It's good to see people here. But I don't know. Since we have leaders who are more interested in forwarding their agendas than to work on keeping Americans safe and healthy, which is really their job description. Both started realizing this. And what are they doing? Or what they are doing is not what they are supposed to be doing. Here is what we can expect if we don't put a conservative majority in the government this year and in 2016. Failing to win the Senate, this would equal amnesty for millions of illegals. Failing to win the Senate also would mean that our borders would remain open. Without closed borders and flight bans from Ebola-infested nations, the disease will continue to arrive on our shores and wreak havoc where it shouldn't. Failing to win the Senate with conservatives will result in Ebola care becoming permanent. Do you need any more terrible news, folks? Our nation's future depends on you making the right decisions and choices next month and in 2016. The next presidential election. Obamacare has to be gotten rid of. And we are beginning to find out just how that illegal piece of crap is going to destroy our great nation. The beginning of that destruction has already been felt by thousands, just like you and I. I hope that we do the right thing at the ballot boxes in the next election. Our children's future as free Americans really depends on it. And don't get me started on this purely political move by Ebola to put in a so-called Ebola czar who knows nothing about the disease but everything about spending more of our money. He passed up a woman who has been working in the field and knows this disease almost intimately. Passed her up for this guy, which essentially tells me that all Obama is in the process of doing is making sure that big government spending continues and gets even bigger than before. This is going to be an expensive proposition for us, folks. We cannot continue going down this road. Seems like every time I think that Americans have finally had enough, then we turn around and see something like we did in Tennessee where Carr was running against a Democrat, and Carr lost. Where Mitch McConnell was running against, in the primary, was running against a conservative Republican, and the conservative Republican lost. Where are our minds going on this? The ones that we need to have in office are not being allowed in. And hello, Dr. Perry. Good to have you here. It seems like we are just completely squandering the ideas that America is safe and needs to be fought for. America does need to be fought for. Freedom is not free. Reagan once famously told us that we are not more than one generation away from losing everything. And that statement is so close to being true that it's scary. We are becoming more and more and more like communist Russia before everything fell apart for them, when they were considered one of the superpowers. Look what's happened to them. And right now, we are no longer the number one economy in the world. That has been taken over by China. And Obama has allowed this. For the first time in over 100 years, America's economy is at the point where if nothing is done to save it, it could be gone in a decade. We cannot continue to go on the way we are, destroying the economy as it goes, and then continue to think, oh, we'll be here. It doesn't matter. America's strong. America's resilient. You heard Obama saying that. And then the other day, Obama again stated, remember when he told us that America was not a Christian nation, it was a Muslim nation? The other day, Obama said it again. Except he said that America is one of the biggest Muslim nations in the world. Well, I'm sorry to say this. Well, no, I'm actually not. I'm really happy to say this. Obama, you lied. You are a liar, and I'll call you out on that. We are not one of the biggest Muslim nations. We are not one of the biggest Muslim nations on this side of the world. According to the article that I had read on this, not only are we not, but we're one of the smallest. And here we are allowing our nation to be changed so that we have to codify the Muslims. But they don't have to do that to us. On Facebook this morning, there was a little sign that said, walking your dog is not allowed. Muslims don't like it, or Islamists don't like it. It is our area now. Why are we doing this, folks? That may have been put there for shits and giggles, okay? But there's more truth to that than you would think. What would you do if you were in your neighborhood and you came across a sign like that? I know I'd probably find everybody who had a dog and I would wrap them in bacon and I would take them out for a walk while holding a big old pan of bacon, and to my delight, because bacon is great. And then maybe having all the dogs poop on their lawns. This nation is a Christian nation, was founded as a Christian nation. It is not a Muslim nation. It is not an Islamic nation. And again, I have to say this to Obama, you lied again, because Islam is not a peaceful religion like you say it is. To do is read the Quran. You can find all kinds of things in there that talk about how if you're not a Muslim or if you're not Islamic, you're an infidel, and the only way to get rid of you is to kill you, behead you, or convert you. And if they convert you, you will be nothing more than a slave to them. Nothing more at all. But on this thing about that I talked about earlier, where seven states, the U.S. to recognize, it came from an article in Newsmax that said, had the headline, U.S. to recognize gay marriage in seven more states. Well, that may bring the total now of 26 of the 50 states in the capital of Washington now legally recognize gay and lesbian marriages, giving them the same legal rights and federal benefits as married heterosexual couples. The seven states were Colorado, Indiana, which I live in, Nevada, Oklahoma, Utah, Virginia, and Wisconsin. Now, Eric Holder had directed the Justice Department lawyers to work with officials across various government agencies to ensure that all applicable federal benefits are extended to those couples or gays as soon as possible. Last week, all seven of those states, starting with Indiana, Oklahoma, Utah, Virginia, and Wisconsin, where state-level bans on gay marriage had been deemed unconstitutional, appealed this. And the Supreme Court snubbed all the appeals. Marriage, well, it's five states now, but marriages in those five states have been on hold pending the court's decision on whether to hear the case. So the ruling means that same-sex couples in the five states can now have their union recognized. But that goes against the will of the people. The laws were voted in there by the people. They've been taken away by judges who have decided that the people do not know what they are talking about. The judges are calling us stupid. The judges are telling all of us that we don't know what the hell we are talking about. To me, that should make the whole population so freaking mad that they go to Washington and take all those judges out of their offices and do whatever they will with them. Now, I'm not advocating that, but I'm surprised it hasn't happened. The people are so complacent in this nation right now that things are being done that are completely wrong and nobody stands up and says a word about it. Well, I take that back. People are talking about it. But it still happens. Nobody's doing anything but talking. I know I do my share of that talking on this show for every week that I can get here anyway. But I am getting tired of the nation of this, the government of this nation not listening to what the people are saying. I found a poll this morning on this one, and 93% of the people said the judges need to stay out of it. But that just doesn't matter, because the judges think that 93% of us are stupid and we don't know what we're talking about. We have to do something. And I'm glad to see everybody here today. I'm starting to run out of time. I can't wait for the next couple of weeks to happen, because after the next election, we have some things going on. I am really glad that all of you came here to listen today. We will be back again next week for more information to help with the ongoing fight to save America from our enemies, who are both within now and without. But we also have to remember, starting after the election, Conservative Nation Media will be back with our full lineup of shows, from yours truly to Uncle Bing Fisher, Michael Smith, Dave Vance, Duke Brooks, and Matthew Opelinski, and maybe even more. So stay tuned, my friends, for the best, I think, is yet to come. I'm glad that everyone came in today. I'm glad that I had a bunch of people in the chat room. Welcome to, glad that you guys were all here. I see one of them said Islam. I said something about that last week, I think, on my show. Islam is evil. There is nothing in my mind that to doubt that aspect. I mean, if they're going to be beheading people who are innocent, except for the fact that they are not Islam, and they're doing it on video, so the whole world has to watch these idiots. I can't think of any other word for it than evil. The thing that really surprised me was when the FBI said they had identified this man who is doing this. Why didn't they release his name? It's either because they didn't identify him or they don't want him stopped. I'm not exactly sure which one it is, but since they mentioned that they had his name and knew who he was, I haven't heard anything about him and what they're going to do to him, or anything that's going on over there for that matter. So all we've heard about lately is Ebola and how it's coming to this nation, and also how our president is working to bring them here. I used to think Obama was just a poor leader. I think he's a hell of a lot more than that. I think he's just downright stupid. Thank you for listening to the show. This is your humble host, Robert Garding, and I thank you for coming in to listen again. Like I said, NWR will be back again next week for more information to help with the ongoing fight to save America, both from our enemies here, but also over there, because they are there and they are coming. We heard about that last week when I talked about the 10 that were apprehended at our border that needs to be closed. But I wish to thank you for coming in, and until next week, may God bless you all, and I hope to see you all next week. Okay, there it is. Trying to get my computer to work here. I think it's just too cold to do anything. I don't know. It sure doesn't want to work here. But I will talk after a week, and I'll see you all next week. Have a good day. Bye. Sorry, I can't get my music to go, but I will talk to you all later. Bye-bye. Thanks for coming in.